You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Thunder only happens when it's raining. Sorry, guys. I'm just warming up for the tour this week. You know, I'm all over the map, and I thought I'd stop by, do a little podcasting. I'm here with a very interesting group today. First of all, my co-host, Teresa
hey,
G. Mom. Dice.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to see you.
Don't tell me you're back in jail. Where are you right now? Why are you not here?
Well, I did blur the background. No, one of my daughters, Melania, she had a dance competition. So I'm out traveling, but I'm here. I'm in person. I can't wait for today.
I love people who support the arts. You know, you're coming to my show?
Yeah. Yes. What do you, got something coming up? I'm not moving from Jersey, though. I'm not going to the city for you. Sorry.
Okay. Be cool. We have a very cool guest with us today. Oh, she's an amazing comedian. She's on the road. She's on Watch What Happens. She's got her own podcast out here called That's Messed Up. And let me tell you, I've said that to a few men in my day. I really have. Oh, but it's an SVU podcast, which I love. I love murder. And I'm never going to bring her on. I'm just going to sit here and talk about it for a while. But you can catch her Netflix special, Night Owl. Night Owl. Oh, it sounds sexy. We've got Lisa Traeger with us. Hello.
Oh my God, my dream. Thank you, guys.
You are our dream. We heard you're a huge Bravo fan.
Well, guess what, Luann? Actually, the premiere episode of our podcast 4 years ago was the Law & Order SVU episode you were in.
Oh my God, I'm honored. That is amazing. Wow.
It was really thrilling.
How'd I do?
You were amazing. You found the dead body.
You know, someone's gotta.
The acting was perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, I've only gotten better, you know. I'm on British television now. I'm doing a lot. I'm really doing, building the resume, as they say.
You're out there. You're hustling.
Oh,
I actually saw you once at the bars, too. I saw you at La Dive.
Oh, that was a good show, wasn't it?
Oh, it wasn't a show, honey. You were out there. You were out there. What? You were Fedora Luann that night.
Sometimes it's always a show.
Yeah, know?
That's the biz.
Yeah, Lou, where is your fedora today?
I left it in the Uber. Oh, my God. I feel naked.
Do you do Uber Blacks? Uber seems a little beneath you.
Whatever the team got me, yeah. You know, a big SUV, you know, so I can lay down. I'm really tired, you know. I'm on the road. You're on the road.
I'm on the road.
How is it? How's being on the road?
Everything outside the show is usually a nightmare outside. No, it's a blessing to be able to fly and do stuff and like do nothing and be you know, you're in the hotel. Life's good, but
yeah, it's a lot of sitting around the hotel, just kind of taking a shower, right? Yeah, watch television.
I wait to take the shower till the last minute.
Oh, you like that rush?
I like the rush. That's what I'm addicted to. The stress of, I guess I'll do my makeup there, you know.
Even though you've watched 6 hours of SVU.
Yes.
You can't get out of bed.
Usually I like. Yeah. Teresa?
Oh, no. Continue.
No, sometimes I'm like doing SVU work on my laptop and then another SVU for pleasure on the big screen.
Whoa.
I'm just
double SVU.
Double SVU.
I can't believe there hasn't been an episode based on any of the Housewives' crimes yet. It's weird.
Thank you. I mean, like we know crime. All
We've
right?
been working on it for years. Why haven't they had us in there yet?
Not one Erica Girardi, Jen Shaw, not one kind of crime, not one episode based ripped from the Housewives headlines. It's
Do
annoying.
You know the writers?
We've had some writers, we've had a showrunner on, but no, not in this way. I don't know why they're not doing it.
Wow.
Because they rip every headline.
Missed opportunity.
Right?
Absolutely. Especially Teresa, your story could have been an SVU.
Absolutely.
Well, which one? I mean, I'm not talking about the money problems, but maybe, you know, like flipping tables or something.
Yeah, maybe
aggravated assault.
I was about to say the ponytail. Margaret's ponytail pull, maybe.
Yeah, the fake ponytail. It's fake hair.
Oh, I love that.
Frickin' ponytails. Yeah. No, wait. But tell you, so you love true crime. You've always loved crime. Like you started watching SVU. Where did it start? Where did the love start?
I, in junior high, started watching Oz, which is fucked up. My parents should have been watching me. It was an HBO show. It was a lot of rape. It was fucked up. I can't believe I was watching it. But I was watching it, and then I decided I want to work in prison. I want to be a forensic pathologist or psychologist. Like, I want to get involved. And I started reading crime books. I made my family take me to the Serial Killer Wax Museum in Niagara Falls. They were pissed.
Wow, I didn't even know they had that.
I hope they don't anymore.
As you do. What?
Made me want to kill someone just to get a wax.
But then I realized my life, I'm like too fun. I don't want to work in a prison.
Yeah. Comedy is not for prison.
No, someone in my extended family said, I worked at a jail. You're too fun. You don't want to be there. And I go, you're right.
Wow.
Yeah. Too much pizzazz.
You're too cute. You know, you got style. Like, what are you going to go with?
I would also be tricked. I think I would definitely start a relationship with an inmate. They'd use me. I'd go to jail for rape. Like, I can't trust myself.
Wow. Can I ask you?
Did you watch Escape at Danmora, that show?
No.
No, but there's a new crime doc on Netflix where one of the guards, she has a relationship and they escape together. I started watching that. And
I watched that one too.
You know that one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't forget what it's called.
Because they're manipulative and they're flirty. And I feel like I would be like, yeah.
So, my type.
Yeah. Because I'm writing letters to Luigi and stuff.
So I was going to just bring that up. Yeah, I saw your comedy and you are have a relationship with an inmate.
No, I don't. I wish. They keep sending in my letters back. I keep breaking the rules. They're so strict in prison. You can't use a card. Oh. You can't have stickers. There's no glitter allowed. There's nothing.
And you're going full glitter.
Well, not anymore. And then there's page limits. I didn't know. They're just really strict, which I understand.
Lisa, wow. How many pages you writing? Just write a quick thank you note.
Yeah, give us a little sample of a letter.
Us a sample.
Well, because all the letters kept getting sent back because of the rules, so I wanted to include everything I've wanted to say to him, so then it ended up being longer and longer. But
of course, you're writing a love letter.
Not a love.
Manifesto.
I want to write him recaps, maybe. I'm just offering him my services. This is the thing.
What are you recapping for him?
I wanted to say, if you have any comfort shows, you're alone in prison, I can write you recaps. It's what I do for SVU. So it's if there's a movie you like, I will write you a good recap.
Oh, wow.
Well, because this
I could have used that, you know.
Well, this is my thing. So I'm reading the court reports. I'm reading the motions. I'm reading the police reports. So I'm very involved in the case. And there's a lot of fucked up shit going on with it. And our government's overcharged. It's just not a fair situation, which happens a lot in our justice system. So I'm paying attention. But the people that run the accounts are maniacs. So I'm assuming the people writing to him are unwell. I feel like I'm probably one of the more normal people writing. Maybe not.
He is lucky to have you.
So were people writing to you in prison? What happened for your experience?
Oh my gosh, so many. I mean, I had the Italian Confederation writing to me. I didn't want to read letters. I just wanted to talk to my daughters. So I was listen, I don't got time to read. I refused the letters. You know how many love letters I would have had? Oh my God.
Oh, you would have, you could have been married a ton of times.
Juicy Joe, he used to make sure that nothing reached me because he didn't want me cheating.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I got lots
of letters. Did you have any romance with any of the prisoners or the guards?
I mean, yeah. What do you think? I mean, the women, right? I was I had Lakeisha, I had Sharkeisha, and then there was Trish. But yeah, I mean, we just have fun. Lou knows. Lou, what you would get bored, you know? You had to.
I got bored, but let me tell you, my mugshot really got me. Vanity Fair called. They said, "Oh, we love the mugshot. We want to put you on, you know."
Smoldering.
Vogue called. Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of magazines.
Do you guys get competitive with the other women's mugshots, a Tinsley?
Tinsley was snatched. I was pissed.
Absolutely. You know, over time, they you could get Photoshop. They offer that now. You could pay to get it Photoshopped, and I thought that is not right. You know, keep it the original.
Yeah,
you know, then it's real competition.
I want
to
get it.
You're no stranger to jet. You've been in the institutions a couple times.
I've been arrested a bunch when I was under 21, but I want to find my mugshots. Maybe I can make
merch.
You
got to find your mugshots. I'm sure they was looking hot.
I had a little bob. I worked at a hair salon, so I had fun. I had good, fun hair. We'll see.
I bet you looked adorable.
But I had to take the Greyhound from Chicago to Iowa to serve 2 days.
Oh no, not the Greyhound. Who fuck jail?
Because my license was suspended, but I had to go serve 2 days.
Oh wow.
This is nuts. So tell the school you got that you had to what get happened? Booked at a different city? I don't understand.
Because I went to college at Iowa State and I got arrested twice in 1 month being a drunk, dumb bitch. And my parents go, obviously you can't be trusted. So they brought me back home. but I had to go back and serve the couple days.
You got to serve the time if you're going to do the crime.
Yeah. So I did that.
So you took a Greyhound, but that's jail enough as it is.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
But that's so badass to like that's show up. So you know, I see you getting off the Greyhound in slow motion and everyone's taking photos and they're like, oh, there she is. She's back to serve.
In Ames, Iowa. I read a book, though. That's what I'm really proud of. Because I don't really read, but over the 2 days, I read one book.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And then what the white girls played games upstairs and the black girls watched The Simpsons downstairs. So I watched The Simpsons.
Yeah, he was like, let me catch a couple episodes.
Yeah, what are you going to play? What are you going to play? Checkers with another person? No, I'm going to watch The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, did you get any action?
No.
Behind bars?
No action, but we got to, what I really remember is we got to heat our cookies up in the microwave and like make them gooey.
Oh.
So it was a chill prison, I guess, jail. Like,
you know, four of seasons there. Of prison to me. I don't know. God forbid you have a room temperature cookie. That's some Rikers stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Luigi's probably having crumbly, dusty cookies.
I wanted to know, Luigi, is he related to your family at all? I mean, you know, being Italian.
I think we're like distant cousins, but no, not like blood, you know?
His family's in Maryland. They're in Maryland.
Has the family reached out to you?
No, but when I was performing in D.C., because everyone knows I'm really interested in the case, they were like, oh, my grandfather knew his grandfather. Like, I kept getting, like, people wanted to give me scoop.
Wow. So, 6 degrees of
and you were
Luigi
it.
Mangione.
I was loving it. Well, it's wild, not to get too serious, but I was in D.C. the week of all the federal employee firings, too. And, like, Elon email about, like, write five things. So my audience was a lot of people that were, like, are working in the Justice Department, State Department, like boots on the ground. It was really, and they're not optimistic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's tough, but at least you brought them joy.
Yeah.
Right.
One girl had to identify the plane victim. I mean, we were really like in it. I was in it.
Wow.
But they wanted to laugh and they know how to laugh because they have such serious jobs.
Yes. D.C. That's why I don't like doing shows in D.C. It's like they got lobbyists. They got doctors and lawyers and like politicians, like snooze fest. Yeah.
You ever been to Long Island? Oh, I love doing a show.
Yeah, the Governors. I've performed at Governors.
Governors. Paramount.
I don't do the theaters yet, Luann. I don't have a crowd like you.
Oh, okay. Stick with me, kid.
I'm still working my way up.
Stick with me. You know what song got me into the Paramount? The best thing about being a woman is everybody gets to have a little fun. I sang 30 seconds and they said, you're hired.
Oh, yeah. I heard you're a blast.
I'm a blast.
But do you sing your original songs too still?
Money
right?
can't buy your class. Yeah, but I only have like four. So.
You know who I saw live? I don't know if you like her. I saw Erika Jayne a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. She's talented.
Fabulous.
On Broadway.
No, I'm at the Williamsburg Hall of Music, something like that.
Oh, but with songs?
She covers, mine? covers.
She sing any of my songs?
I don't even remember, but I hope.
Missed opportunity if she didn't, you know, sing a little Giovanni, Erika Jayne.
The best.
Oh, God, yeah. She did Broadway, you know, she did.
Are you still friends with Dorinda or did you never forgive her for heckling like that?
We're friends. We're friendly, you know, we've done some appearances together, you know.
I do have to say, I went to the Regency because you guys talk about it so much.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was
love
like
the Regency.
It's like a Midwest hotel lobby. You guys really played it up.
Love that vibe.
Full lights on. Like family is in. Like, we saw Tom there though, but. No, I'm sorry.
Oh. Tom's always at the Regency. Tom created
Tom is everywhere. Yeah, Tom is everywhere.
You guys should do a John Tucker Must Die thing and like attack all these men who have done you wrong.
Oh, get them back. I love that. You should write for us.
Get all the franchise girls together and get these men back. These husbands and men suck.
And then maybe we'll get SVU to write an episode finally on our lives, you know? They need
some
real art.
Do you still talk? Wait. Did you see Joe or no? Is that done?
Just for the kids, you know, and, you know, sometimes he's telling me, you know, rumors, but really, no, we don't talk. I mean, Louis doesn't like when we're, you know, talking too much, but.
Now, how do you feel about the Louis stuff? People really weren't, like, you didn't do the prenup. You didn't listen to Andy. How do you feel?
Yes. I don't think we needed it. You know, it was like true love. And I don't think that I need to know too much about what he's doing before he was with me. So I'm like, that was your life before. And now we're together.
Oh,
so, yeah,
God.
We didn't sign a prenup.
True love is bullshit. True love is being on the road, honey.
Do you fuck on the road?
Please. Yeah, I got a man in every city. I got a man in every city. I got people at the VIP list, you know, coming to the doors. I say, be cool. Don't be all uncool. You know, don't let my New York people know. You know, I have a list here, too.
Do the Bravo people come support you at the shows?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're at every show. And Lou still gets mad, says nobody supports her. All the housewives are there.
They come to a lot of the shows, you know. Maybe not like Germany. But, you know, that was a tough town. I never did a show there before.
Lisa, do you have a favorite franchise? And you don't worry about hurting our feelings. We won't be offended.
Yeah. Wow, this is tough, tough. But I do have to say it's New York. I quote New York the most.
OG New York.
OG New York. But I'm a Dorinda. Like, I just say... not well, bitch, so much.
Did you see her get kicked off the Traitors before the Traitors even started? I mean,
that was terrible.
To me, it's like such stupid gameplay. Get the game players out.
Yeah.
Why would you get rid of this woman who has no idea what's going on?
Thank you.
Drag her to the end, then scapegoat her when you need. Like, to kick someone out that truly doesn't get the game, fighting immediately, accusing, it's so stupid.
Yeah. Have you been to her Bluestone Manor?
You have.
That's nice.
You sent one of my favorite texts of all time. Sorry I called you a pedophile to Carol.
Hey, at least I apologize. I think it's nice to apologize. You know?
You were like, how do I spell pedophile? I mean, some of the best. My favorite also when Jules was crying about her dad being in the hospital about to die, but you kept interrupting her to say, but they called me a whore.
Yeah, Lou's been through a lot, though. I know that losing a father is like crazy, but Lou's
death
been through a lot.
Is a part of life. Life goes on. You know, it's a whole circle.
Cheers to Nono, too.
Wow, cheers, yeah.
Cheers to Nono.
I wish I got to have some of that octopus for breakfast one day.
I know. He's always cooking, and the chicken cutlets. And wait, oh my God.
I want to have your food. I bet you cook so good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always chopping onions, chopping the garlic.
Which one of the daughters inherited your cooking skills?
Gia.
She's clearly your favorite. Do the other girls get upset? Like, you clearly...
No, she's just the oldest. She's just the oldest. Okay. That's all. Like,
she's
kind
the only
true,
one
like,
I've... I know. Gia.
You know Gia. Yeah. I love your kids too, Lou. You got great kids.
I follow your daughter. Beautiful paintings.
Stunning. Yeah, she's a real artist. Yeah.
Talented. Is your little one still breakdancing?
We all are artists. Yeah. It just runs in the family.
Singing, talent.
Dancing, well, what do you do now that the art. New Jersey's on like pause? What's going on? What do we have?
Well, I'm touring as well. I've got shows all over the cities, Boston.
What do you do on tour?
We do Q&As. We do dance parties. We do scenes. You know, all this. I flip the table a couple times. People love that. They eat it up.
Wow, that's amazing.
And yeah, we got potentially we're gonna have another show. So, yeah, we're busy, all right?
Oh, wow. Well, I think you should be on one of the Housewives shows. I think you'd be amazing. If you could be on any of them, which one do you think you'd jive with?
I mean, I want to be on Traitors, to be honest. Yeah. I'm scared. I'm scared of these women. I feel like I'm not rich enough or, like, where.
Oh, my God. They're all
close.
Fake rich. They're all fake
Are
rich.
Are they?
Yeah.
I feel like I like Summer House because they lounge a lot. I know it's not a housewife, but I like the idea of lounging the most.
Yeah.
I would go there.
Yeah, fake rich. I mean, look at Sonia Morgan's house. She's been living in that basement for 16 years.
Don't you talk about her like that.
Oh,
but that would
Sonia.
That would mess up your life, don't you think? Like, you're part of the Morgan. It's not that you're, like, rich and then you're not. You are part of the 1% You see it all. You're living succession. You're taking a helicopter to the plane and then nothing. Like, I can't. No wonder she went crazy.
Yeah, don't touch the Morgan letters.
So crazy. Listen, we got to take a
quick
break.
Wait, which one would you guys, if you had to choose a different franchise, which one would you be on?
Oh, I'd go on Beverly Hills. I think I'm a Hollywood actress now, so it makes sense for me to be in L.A., and, you know.
Yeah, I think I would say Atlanta. Yeah. I think I would have fun down there.
You would do amazing at Atlanta. Ooh.
I would love Atlanta.
I just want to give Erica Jane a run for her voice, you know?
Yeah, you two should have a dueling. You got to have a battle. Wait, do we have time to ask you? I want to ask you about Watch What Happens because you got to hang out with Andy.
Wait, I don't think it is.
No, we'll do it when we come back. We'll do it.
Come back. All right. All right.
Back. We're back as us, Anna Roisman and Andrea Lopez.
Hey guys, Housewives. We are back, baby.
So talented. Aww, I can't even believe
Lisa.
It.
We're with Lisa Traeger.
The voices, the wigs.
Thank you.
Lisa Traeger. Well, it's always fun to do it with people that get Bravo. And I love that you bring Bravo into your comedy because it just, I get it. I get it. And I find it so hilarious.
Well, it's not even, I've been watching since the first episode of OC in 2006. It's really been the longest stand. Obviously, in my early 20s, I would take time off on, you know, like we're living lives. Right. But it's been a constant. It's the core of all my friendships, the group chats. And when I travel, it's like, do you watch Housewives? Bam. You can talk to anyone.
Yeah.
That's worth it.
So true. But I have to know, you were on Watch What Happens. Yeah. You were on the Mecca of Bravo.
I was first chair, which was crazy. I really didn't expect that either.
So cool.
Because I think it's because Wes was a man. Maybe. I don't know. I can't believe I was first chair.
You're promoting something.
But usually Bravo people are first chair, I would say.
I got it.
But I don't know. It was exciting. It was.
That means Andy was.
I've been in the audience twice and I've been a bartender once.
Okay. That's the trajectory, right? Because we bartended and we're like, one day we'll go on as guests.
Oh, 100%. But what's crazy is I've never watched or bartended when it's been a Bravo guest. It's been non-Bravo people the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was Iced Tea and Coco the first time, which great.
Yeah. Iconic.
Then it was two comedians that I knew. One I hated. One didn't know. I was like, when they came out, I would go, are you fucking kidding me? Looking into the eyes of a woman I hate, like living my dream. And then bartending was WWE wrestlers.
Six.
So finally, I get a Bravo guy and it's a man, but I was happy with Wes. I was happy. Wait, so you were just bartending?
I just did it last week to promote my show, and it was Erica Jane and Bose on the night of the Beverly Hills.
It was a controversial night. Like she said really mean shit about Garcelle on that one.
It was controversial.
Did you gasp?
I was just like, you know, I was nervous, you know, when they start the show. Have you seen they started the show and Andy like asked one question and they both decided to be silent? And I was like, oh, no, this is not going to go well. But it was fine. They were fine. I feel like that's what that platform is for, right? People want them to be mean or give
messy,
tea or, yeah, sloppy, whatever.
He's getting you drunk. Yeah, that's what he wants.
That is true. Did you know? Did they ask you? Andrea warned me because she bartended a couple months ago.
And right? who are your people?
Dolores and Danny Pellegrino. And it was the night of the Jersey finale. So, of course, Dolores is like, you know, going in on the whole season. But yeah, I warned Anna because every commercial break, they bring you a fresh drink and whatever you were sipping on. I was doing vodka Tito's soda. I was three sheets to the wind leaving that studio.
Yeah.
Done.
Wait, Dolores to me is the number one most beautiful housewife. I think she's the most beautiful.
She's so pretty.
I mean, I confess my love to her son just so I can be closer to her. And she's always like, he's got a girlfriend, ho. And I'm always like, all right, well, let me know because I love Frankie.
I hope Frankie Jr. doesn't follow in his father's footsteps in terms of cheating.
I know. But I think the kids were scarred. I don't think he would ever follow in the footsteps, you know, because he saw, I mean, they were so young when that all went down.
Yeah. But Dolores is so strong.
Jolo. I know.
But like to not fuck what? Like, once in the breakup, like to really keep that boundary because, you know, they are in love in a certain way.
Emotionally, I think she'll always love him. But yeah, it's a crazy story. But yeah, Jolo is beautiful in person as well. I mean,
and you saw Paulie then too.
Paulie was also there with his gleaming face. Yeah, just the lights were shining off that forehead. Beautifully.
Wait, you know who West brought as his date?
Who?
Jen Fessler was his plus one.
Wow.
He brought Jen Fessler.
That is the unlikeliest duo, and I love them together. I think they did a podcast, and she fell in love with him. Like, they are besties.
Had you met him before the show?
No, but he, and I was ready to rip into him, but he followed me and then DM'd me day of and sent me a photo watching my special, and I was watching last season's reunion, and so I sent him that, and he goes, can you watch anything but that? That's the worst thing to watch. I was like, well, I have to, I just want to catch up. Yeah. And he's like, we're really drinking, right? Because we did the shot ski. And after we did it, Andy goes, oh, real alcohol tonight. Like, he was kind of surprised. I don't think a lot of people.
They fake
But we
it.
Did tequila shots.
Wait, that's Hell so yeah. fun. I also love, that's so nice to get a text being like, of watching your special. Can't wait to see you on the show tonight. Like, that's such
so
a...
nice. He was nice to my friends. And then I forget, and this is what happened this past week. I hang out with kids that are 10 years younger than me. And then I laid on my bathroom floor that night. Like, I heard the Taco Bell get delivered and I couldn't even go get it. I was by 2 a.m, I was dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Exhausted.
These summer house, these 28-year-olds can party.
Oh, yeah.
And I forget that I can't.
Yeah. I forget that, like, after a big night of something, you need to reserve the next day to just lay there. Like, I canceled on us recording after my show because I was like, I was out late and I was like, I can't get up. I can't leave the couch.
No, I had a full day and then I had a 10 p.m. show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just kept it. I don't know why I didn't think I would be as fucked up, but I was definitely because my favorite bar is around the studio. Ear in.
I don't know.
It's like an old timey bar that opened in the 1800s. Okay. Irish. Yeah.
Okay.
I've never even heard of that.
It's just divey. It's old school wooden Irish pub, but they have dumplings that are good.
I mean, you can't say no to a dumpling.
Only in New York City. Yeah. So it was a fun night, though.
It was a dream. I also, like, one of my best friends from LA flew in. I only told two people because I didn't think it was real. So I wasn't telling anybody.
Yeah.
Because until, they showed the photo on that Sunday of what's coming up, I was like, they're going to take it away. This isn't real. Like, I do the
same thing. I didn't tell anyone until, like, I'm like, today. It. I'm like, oh, they listed. Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah, but so she flew in. My best friends came over here. Makeup came to my apartment. It was just, actually, that morning, I go to SoulCycle a lot. And Leslie Bibb,
wait,
I don't know
same.
If you guys
Why
are watching.
Why aren't we SoulCycling together?
I'm going tomorrow at 6:30. I mean, I go. 6:30? I went yesterday at 5 p.m. Like, I go all the time. Okay, I'm almost at 250 classes. I'm 9 away.
Okay, oh, I'm at, like, I've gone for 13 years. So I've.
Oh my. How many do you have? You probably have like a
I don't know. Because here's the thing, half of them for 3 years, my friend would comp me, so they don't count. Oh. So I think it says like 400 something, but I'm like, well, minus those 3 years where I rode for free.
Oh, that's better.
But I love meeting soul cyclers. You don't understand. Not many people are in the group anymore.
No, but New York is strong because, like, Chicago, there was one in my suburb in Skokie, closed. Like, a bunch closed. LA, too, they closed a bunch of them. But New York. Strong soul
New York
cycle
is strong.
Community.
NoHo has great instructors. I go to NoHo.
That's where I go. Really? Jasmine's my number one.
Oh my God, I love her. And I live in Williamsburg, but I come to NoHo because it's easy and it's like they have better people there.
Yeah, but Jasmine does Williamsburg classes.
Sometimes, yeah.
But I go Jasmine, Karen, Jordan. I go to the girls.
Cameron,
Rachel.
I like. Do you ever take him at NoHo? He's hard. He looks
hard and not very nice. And but I stalked him online and he has a husband and two corgis. I just need a little more spirituality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Jasmine kind of makes me cry sometimes.
You would have loved Noah. Did you ever ride with Noah?
No.
Noah's not at Seoul anymore, but he was my teacher who, he only played rock music and it was, like, very spiritual, but, like, old school rock. He never rode the bike, too. He always had women ride the bike, but it was a good class. He also did not look like any, he was, like, a 56-year-old dude with, like, you know, full tats and, like, I never saw him ride, but he was, like, the bomb.
Oh, I would have loved that. No, she, I saw Leslie Bibb. Leslie Bibb goes all the time. Do you ever see her?
No.
So Leslie Bibb and Sam Rockwell go. I don't know if you're watching White Lotus.
Of course.
But I see her there the morning of SoulCycle, the morning of Watch What Happens. And so I go.
And she just did it.
Well, this was a week before.
Okay.
So I'm like, I got to take my shot. So I go, hey, and you can see full panic. Like, I'm about to white, you know, like, she's so scared. And I go, hey, I know you're a Bravo girly. I'm doing Watch What Happens tonight with Wes. And then it was.
Best friend.
Like, yeah. She talked shit about him. She gave me advice. She was like, so fun. She's like, I'm doing it next week and I'm busy. And I go, oh, no, we know you're busy. But it was so fun because I see her all the time, but I leave her alone. And then I finally had my in.
I love that.
Yeah. And that's she set my day up positively because I was going to over prepare because they give you the questions. Mm-hmm. And she goes, don't even look at them. She goes, it changes all the time. Don't prep.
Yeah. It felt like it's just kind of a chill vibe and they just want to have a conversation. Like, don't, you know, come in with like a full cute answer.
No, he doesn't like that. There was one comedian on and I remember him going, oh, another bit. And that, I don't know if you remember that episode, but it scared me. I was like, he does not like prepped stuff.
No.
He doesn't.
He was very nice. I asked to bring my wigs. Do you remember this, Dre? I was like worried. And I said, they were like, maybe we just do the voices. And I said, no, like, I can't do Kris Jenner without the wig. Like, it's just, it's her. And they were like, okay, Andy's down. And I was like, great. It was very quick and brief. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. But you do want his approval for things.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy's, because he's busy. He taped 3 shows that day. Like, he's in and out. Like, you want more, but everyone wants so much from him.
Yeah.
We all do. So it's like
3 of those shows in a day and the amount of alcohol that they, like, can serve you is, like, insane.
It's wild.
He created something special, and I wish he was in more conversations of, like, late night host stuff. He's always mm-hmm. out of the convo, and I think it's, like, misogyny or homophobia or something, but he's better than any of the Jimmys, he's better than all of them.
He's great at his job. And they've been, like, the longest running show at this, one of the longest running late night shows at this point, right?
Oh, I have no idea. Because some of those Tonight shows are so old.
But, I mean, Andy's been doing this forever. Like,
and an exec, he knows, he just knows.
It was such a well-oiled machine, I thought. I was like, damn, of course you do 3 in a day. It was like, boom, 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 like, photo, and here, and everyone was like, on.
I just never want to work that hard. Ever. If it was just the show, that would be enough for my life. I would be fulfilled beyond belief, maybe go on the road, but then to write books, have radio shows.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
You work hard. You were just telling me, like, you're writing, you're watching SVU, you're working on your podcast, like, up until the, like, last 5 minutes before you have to shower before your show. How long have you been doing the pod?
For like 4 years. We have 230 something episodes, something like that. And we never take time off, ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was looking at the dates. It was every single week, like, consistently since 2021. I said, this girl's working.
Yeah, we pack them in if we want to take time off, because the crimes do get to us. Like, they're upsetting at times. So
sure.
Sometimes when some are just too bad, we're like, we need a week off. Like, I can't. Yeah. I can't look at the murder.
Yeah,
right,
it's
now.
Like 85 degrees out and sunny. And you're like, hold on. There's a really intense murder.
And it fucks with me. It's usually like the entrapment ones. Like, held in a mm-hmm. bunker forever, like mm-hmm. Like incest cult, no one's leaving, like that kind of stuff is what bothers me the most.
Yeah, those seem pretty intense. You're like, just a homicide is like nothing. That's like whatever.
No, yeah. When it's just like one dead body and like financial crimes, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
When I first auditioned, when I was like first out of college, I did what was it? I did SVU and I got to discover a dead body in like a department store. It was like we were all like bridesmaids or something. And I can't remember which one it was. I want to say New York. Like, which show was it?
Well, it could have been Criminal Intent.
No, it wasn't Criminal Intent. It was an SVU. It was a Law and Order.
I'm sure it was Law and Order. I'm just trying to think.
Oh, like which ones?
And I don't remember an episode starting with bride.
It was also shot in LA, but it was supposed to be New York. And we were in a department store, and all of a sudden, there's like a dead body in the department store where we're all like trying on bridesmaids dresses or something, and we'd be like,
"Wait, are you in it? I got to check the IMDb. I'll check your IMDb.
I'll find it.
I'm an IMDb maniac.
Oh,
I go on that app more than I think.
But it's not healthy. I go on it so much and I look up people's reps and I look up this and I look up that. And I'm like, ugh, how? Why? You know, it makes me crazy.
Oh, to me, it's just like, I know you were in an SVU. And like, I figured it out.
You like to know people's history, like the career background.
Well, especially when we interview some of these actors, like, you know what's so impressive? When you go to research someone and you're like, holy shit, they've been working for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And you mm-hmm. see a whole career, or you see someone that like started in small part and now is directing and in these cool movies. I just love looking at people's careers.
Yeah.
It's so impressive. Because I have friends now that will be like, that's a small part. I don't want that. Or I'm not going to do this. And I'm like, no, the coolest thing is when you go on someone, you're like, wait, you have 120 credits? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's cool. And you meet people that have just been living their dream.
Yeah. You've got impressive credits.
Yeah, you do.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like King of Staten Island, Harlem?
Yeah, I have cool credits.
Totally.
Did you love working? Yeah. How's
Horace and Pete was huge. Like, because that I had lines with Jessica Lange, Alan Alda, Steve Buscemi, Edie Falco. Like, it was nuts.
Majors.
Ooh, Edie Falco.
And then I'm in I have a small part in Nope, which, like, I don't get huge parts, but working with Judd Apatow is nuts. Like, Those movies are the reason I started stand up, like that era. He just produced super bad, but I love Judd. And the DP, the cinematographer on King of Staten Island, Oscar winner. He's done Boogie Nights, wow. There Will Be Blood, Michael Clayton. The Bourne Identity movies. Like, we worked with
That's
this
insane.
Legend.
Yeah.
And he had the camera, and I had a couple moments with him. Like, and with That's Judd, really cool. There was no lines. He said, "You just don't like Pete. Have fun." Like, there, I improvised all of it. Like,
that's
it was a dream.
So fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
I loved it. I like working. Yeah.
So you do like working. Okay.
I do. I love being on a
set. Not that hard, though. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. You know, with the Andy, it's because then there's two kids.
Yeah.
I will never have the kids. So that's, same. I guess I'll never be that busy. Yeah. Even with the money, he has to be up.
Well, I was just touring his apartment. I guess he was selling it. And that's what inspires me. I'm like, this is why I care about making it, because I just want to have a nice place to live. And then when you see their like penthouse, $80 million, you're like, oh, so that's why you work so hard. Okay.
Well, because Ryan from the real estate shows on Watch What Happens talked about it with Andy, like, I'm going to sell your place.
Oh, my God.
And Andy goes, if you could sell it for the price you told me, okay. So I'm wondering what he's going to buy. Like, it must be a brownstone.
It's got to be.
No, I think is that where he lives now? I thought he bought like a penthouse apartment in the West End.
I think that's what Ryan is trying to sell for like an insane amount.
With the full wraparound.
During COVID, like the pillow room where he's just watching stuff. Oh my God.
No, I'm obsessed. It gives the clubhouse vibe. It's very much like that dark wood with the bookcases.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
And he's like a fanboy, which I relate to. Like, he wants the dolls and the things and the book.
The
like,
tchotchkes.
I'm a tchotchke person, so I really relate to him in that way, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What were we talking about? Oh, the credits. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been crushing it.
I like working with people.
Okay, I want to know, because you've done a couple of stand-up specials. Like,
no, I only done 1 hour. I did a couple half hours.
Okay, but I'm saying you've taped before.
Yeah.
What was, like, the prep, like what was different for the Netflix special? Because that's huge.
Such a good question. Basically, with the other ones, I gave in to the way you're supposed to do TV, which, like, I had a set. There was a teleprompter that had the sets and the thing. I was there. And even though I know you could edit, I was just more stiff, and it felt like a pageant, not how I perform.
Okay.
And so for the Netflix,
like, very rehearsed bits that you're like, I don't.
Yeah, I just wasn't the way I perform. Like, it was so I wanted it to be at the Village Underground where I perform. In the amount of, I don't do theaters, so why would I pretend I do? So
right.
It's like in a club, and I didn't write a set list. I knew how I was going to start and end, but that was it. And I wanted to include crowd work, and I just wanted it to be how I perform. And I think I achieved
it. It was very fun. And I think it's like, it's fun for comedians to see it, because I think everyone thinks like you have to be this like perfect theater polished, you know, bit. And it was like very raw, very you. And that's like what people come to see when they see you on the road. So like,
yeah, I felt cool. I felt relaxed. I felt so relaxed, too. I hired everyone I trusted.
Yeah.
So I hired such good teams that I didn't have to worry or think about anything except like.
Does Netflix give you that freedom? Jokes. They're like, who do you want to shoot this? Or, you know, like.
Well, I did they gave me like the licensing deal. So I sent them an hour. They gave it to me, and then they give you a chunk of money, but you have to use that on the production. And I used almost all of it.
Right.
I didn't keep any of it. And everyone also even worked for like half price. Like, no one even worked for their full rate. So I don't know how people are.
Yeah, it's
putting
crazy.
Shit together. So expensive.
Were you going through different names? Because you finished with Night Owl, but were you thinking of like a million
for
different
months?
Names for it?
For months. Oh, yeah. I thought it would be like Say Yes to the Dress. When I thought of it, I would know.
Of course.
And that's how I felt. I was like writing ideas. I have so many notes. Like, everyone was giving ideas. And then once, because it has to do with a joke about my family and, you know, it's the late night at the Cellar.
Yeah.
But then, do you know, so. As a joke, I texted the people at Netflix, the execs. I go, LOL, can you get Dumb Bitch cleared? And they called. After I submitted Night Owl, they call and they go, listen, we actually really love Dumb Bitch, and we got it cleared.
Wait, no way.
And I go, with our current client, I cannot call my first hour special Dumb Bitch. Like, I wish I could.
But you're cleared for the next one.
Yeah, I would. And I think it would be funny. And they're like, it's irreverent. Like, people would click on it, this and that. But I'm like, just the world today, I don't think that I could call myself a dumb bitch, yeah. But I wish. It was funny.
That is really
But it's
funny.
Good to know that Netflix gave the okay. It's like, wait a minute, giving a little freedom here with this? Okay. You think it's a little PC, but they're not.
Yeah, no, they're not at all, because to them, controversy gets more clicks and views and attention, so they truly don't give a shit. So the only time when I did the half hour Degenerates, there was one comic, they just said, don't do this one thing. Mm. And he was like, so mad. And I go, it's a business deal. Like, they don't want you to do it. But I think that was a long time ago. They don't care. They want controversy.
They do. It's clickbait, all of it. And they clip all these things anyway. Like, half the people, so you know, like, they're going to just see the TikTok of it and then, like, be like, oh, this was funny. What's it called? And then, like, it's just.
Wait, did you see Mateo Lane and Gail King?
Oh, no. I did. I did see that.
She was quoting one of his jokes. I'm going to say the word, whatever. And she goes, I love this joke you do in the special where you go, what in the faggotry is this? And you see her co-hosts gasp. And then Mateo just starts dying laughing. And he goes, Gail, I love you. And then now it's like bleeped and you can't find the original. And it's really crazy. But
the
it's
headlines
the best thing that's
are
ever
like,
happened.
Gail King says the F word on air. And it didn't say it was in reference to his special. It was a line that he was with her laughing. Like, it was so funny. Just the like headlines for it.
But I didn't know.
Don't let her go to the moon.
I didn't know. I saw him at Radio City Music Hall this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I went to go see that show, and he does the joke she references, and then he mentions Gail, but I thought nothing of, like, I didn't know, but it's so funny to me. I'm like obsessed.
You know, that was such an innocent, like, mistake.
It
it's
was.
Like when our moms,
such
like,
a fun word.
Yeah,
it is. If you made me want to say it, I'm like, wait a minute, are we not allowed to say it? Yeah,
we're not, but it really was so fun, and I just loved watching like everyone kind of have to react live. Like, that's
It's like a morning show too, you know, and she's just going at it. It's not even like watch what happens. It's like, oops, she had some alcohol, like she gets a pass.
It's
no
morning. But yeah, I'm just glad Netflix is just a brand name, so now when you meet a stranger and they're like, where can you find, it's just nice to be able to
Netflix.
People just respect it. Everyone's just a star fucker name brand person, and it helps to get.
Because don't you fucking hate before that when you're like, hey, oh, you're a comedian? Where can I see your stuff? And you have to be like, well, you know, you can check me out on the road or on Instagram. Or now you can just say Netflix. Like, people are so, like, you're not real until you have that.
Yeah. And even, and with the views, like, maybe I'm sure some people do better in other avenues, too, in terms of all that. But it's just, like, that brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Watch What Happens, I went and got a Tiffany's necklace.
Treat yourself. Absolutely.
I go, that's this is my dream coming true, my childhood dream. I'm wearing Tiffany's on the show.
I love that.
I went to the store.
We're big believers of treat yourself. But like, Dre and I will be like, I sent that email today. I think I should go and buy myself something nice.
Wait, did you guys watch Girls?
Yes.
So do you remember the cocaine episode where there's two DJs dressed up like each other, Andrew and Andrew?
Probably. It's been a minute.
Well, one of those Andrews was my Tiffany's associate.
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he works at Tiffany's now.
Oh, my God.
And he was my person. Well, we talked for a while because there's like a basket. We were talking.
Now I need to see what you bought. I need to see your.
Oh, just the classic, like, heart return to Tiffany's, like, you know, dog collar type of necklace.
Yeah, but those are like so in right now.
They're so in. I wanted them as a child.
Came back in style. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because this one, I have the bracelet still from high school.
Same. I just put it on the other week. I was like, wait, I think I can wear this again.
Yes.
I tried to sell it on The Real Real once.
No, you got to keep. Did you get it for your bat mitzvah?
Yeah. And they were like, it's engraved with your name. And I was like, wait, can't you just like rub that off and like sell it for a lot of money? And they're like, no. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll keep it.
No, but
keep it. It's coming back in style. Everything's coming back in style.
Everything. The kids are obsessed with this. I have my old coach. I brought it back out.
A wristlet.
I wish I had my wristlet. I had a hot pink suede wristlet.
Cute.
Stylish.
I had a neon orange little Prada bag that I sold that I'm like, oh, I think about it. It'd be like $1,400 today if I tried to buy one. And it was like not back then. It was a bat mitzvah gift.
I have a fake Marikami and that's actually brought me enough joy.
That's good.
I don't know if I could do it. $3,000 for a bag. I don't think I could do it.
No. Anything over like $1,500, I can just not make sense of it in my head. I can't do it.
I love that you picked 1500. I was like, that's a nice bag.
But yeah, like, but I think anything
over
that,
1875, I'm like, no, that's a hard no.
1875? Yeah. 1875, 25 cents, of course. Nothing over that. Wait, the thing that you said about, you talk a lot in your special about phone screen time and your For You page and the things that you love. And one of them is lions reuniting with their trainers.
Yeah.
Mine is military parents coming home and then immediate tears. Like if I need a good release, like that's what I watch at 3 a.m. It's like,
but if your family member was in the military, wouldn't you think any event was a surprise? Like, I don't know how they're always so surprised. They're like, it's homecoming at the school and we're bringing you to the center. I'd be like, clearly my brother's home. Like, I don't know why. They're
for sure somebody's coming home today.
Yeah.
Wow. That's... I don't get these kinds of videos. You guys.
No, I love heartwarming. I love a little kitten finding love with like an autistic, like a child with autism. Like, I just like, I love connection. I don't know what it is. I'm lonely. Yeah. I like seeing it on the screen.
I only get Nikki Blonsky cameo.
Wait, what the fuck? Nikki Blonsky. Trisha Paytas was just talking about Nikki Blonsky.
Yeah. Is that? I saw this video where they uncovered when Nikki Blonsky got canceled.
Yeah.
Did you know this, Dre?
Her family beat up someone at an airport. Yeah. They all got like charged with physical violence
over a seat.
But not even on the flight, like a seat in the airport. Waiting
Y'all
area.
Ain't even in the airplane yet. Yeah. We're already fighting.
Yeah.
Wow.
But guess what? She's still Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray.
But she never got a role again, huh?
No. It's kind of tragic. Actually.
I think she did like a Lifetime thing. From what I remember, she did like something on Lifetime. Whatever. She's crushing it on Cameo. She does 250 cameos a day right now, and they made her raise her rate. So she's like making like, you know, decent money in a day.
250 a day.
Like, does she sleep? That's somebody that's working hard. Okay.
I mean, I do Cameo. I just don't get that many.
Yeah.
But I'll casually, if like,
I love doing Cameo.
You're studying for the bar. I'll do it. $30.
What's your going rate? $30. I think you're worth at least 60. Okay.
I just am like, whatever. I get tips though.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I get tips.
People will tip me.
I think mine's at 40, but you only get like 20 after they take out.
Yeah.
You get like $19.
I do it more to, I'm like, if this is what's making you feel better, have at, like, you clearly need this. Like, I'm just, you know, but I've gotten cameos and that's been exciting. Melinda Warner from SVU, the medical examiner.
Oh.
Ooh, that's so good.
And then I've sent them. I sent Kelly Bensimone before.
That's a good one.
I think a Ramona I sent to someone.
Kelly, what are your thoughts on Kelly?
So she lives in my friend's building and I saw her. She's gorgeous. I also, one time, you will be jealous, in the last year, I saw her truly running with her hair down in the middle of the street. Lafayette. Like,
stop it.
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
But she's beautiful. She really held, like, she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But she's a maniac, but Scary Island is like top five for me.
Me.
What are your thoughts?
I love her. I love the delusion because I love that she's still on socials, like still showing you her favorite places. She's like, my favorite place is in the East Village. And she's giving you her rundown of the day. And I think she's also stunning. I just love that people just no care in the world running in the streets. Like, who does that? Kelly Bensimone. No one else is going to give us that.
I also, maybe this is rude, but I also am annoyed with rich people that keep talking about being a single mom. It's like, that's not what that actually means. Like, you're fine. Like, I don't know. You own a building downtown. Like,
people have helped you, even if you're not married. You have other people in your life.
Oh, I'm a single mom. Really, Bethany? I don't know. It's just,
Bethany,
are your Bethany thoughts?
Well, she's coming back and doing recaps. And I just think she wants to do recaps of Roni. We talked about it last week. And people are just
going
to
be sick.
She just
she's
can't
doing
let
full
it go.
Recaps. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be sick.
Sick.
With all I've seen is her kind of fuck designer goods now.
Yes. Nice. Yes. And, you know, get the Walmart Birkin bag.
Yeah,
she loves a good dupe. She loves a good dupe, even though she has a collection of the real deal. You know, like.
Yeah, but then telling us how it's not cool. I don't know. She changed the game.
She does 17 TikToks every, you know, 5 to 6
I want to know how Brynn feels. Is Brynn think her mom's the coolest? Or is Brynn like, can you please stop doing this?
I've always wondered that, too. Because to have a mom that's doing more social than you are, what's our relationship? You know, I feel like Bethany makes her daughter do TikToks.
She seems okay on it. I like Bryn on the TikTok.
Sonia Morgan's daughter is really pretty.
Oh my, stunning.
Living a good life.
Yeah.
Living a great life.
God, to be a blonde, hot, rich Morgan. I mean, I just. Rich Morgan. Like, what the fuck? Life is crazy.
May we all come back as blonde, hot, rich Morgans. I love that. I love it.
I know. Now, you're close with your, are you close with your parents?
I am, but in a, we're not like. We're not like Lexi from Summer House. We're not like going, I'm not clubbing with my parents. My parents are also 87 and my mom's going to be 80, knock on wood, in June. So
I love
that. Like,
and are you taking care of them or what's the plan for that? Because I know a lot of people are like, I'm not putting them in a nursing home,
no,
but I am.
Never. We're dealing with a lot right now because if their social security is taken away, that might be an issue.
Mm. Mm.
So it's all like depends on the government. No, my sister's the older one.
Yeah.
It's on her. It's on all of us. The guilt is true. Like, I will come home just to see them for a day and I'll leave. But they're still, my mom still cleans the whole house. She's still cooking. She's doing it all.
She's capable.
They're feeding stray cats. My dad is gardening. They're doing 10,000 steps. They're making jams. Oh. They're making farmer's cheese.
Okay.
It's like they're insane. Absolutely fine.
My dad at 87.
They could have a Netflix show. I don't know if you see Meghan Markle, but like that's literally her show. She's just making jams and feeding stray cats.
My dad just worked. It was his 30th summer at the pool. He's been working at the pool for 30 years.
I love that.
I feel lucky they're active, but you know, he's like blind in one eye. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we cannot, we will never put them in a home.
Yeah.
Whatever needs to happen will happen.
Yeah, of course.
But in our culture, we're like the Judy Chase. There's no way.
Keep them close. Yeah.
You have to. What about you? What are your parents? Are they, what's going on with you guys?
My parents are in Mexico right now. God bless.
They're
having a good time. Yeah, they're just hanging out.
So my sister's living in Mexico right now with her husband. They got green cards.
Trauma.
Yeah. So, you know, with the Soviet Union collapsing, they knew what was happening. So they,
prepared.
There's an out and they want my parents to go and they won't go.
My parents keep threatening they're not coming home. And we're like, ha ha ha, but like for real? They're like, well,
they
maybe
should
not.
Stay. Their money goes, my sister bought a land on the beach.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. Where? What part?
I don't know. It's a big family drama. Honestly. I have no idea.
They're like, I'm staying away from this.
That's right. Are your parents doing well this week?
They are. I'm half Mexican, half white. My parents are high school sweethearts. They've been together too long for anything, you know. But they're moving to Jersey now. That's where they're planning on retiring. Nobody retires in Jersey. That's what I tell them. But they are.
Yeah.
Wait, where are they now?
So I was born and raised in D.C. And they're moving up. They sold my mom's like family home. And now they're moving up to Jersey because it's closer to me. And I'm the only daughter. So most likely I will be the one that's going to be the caretaker for sure. So. They're moving up closer to me, but no, they're still very capable. They're in their early 60s. So,
guys,
chilling.
I feel like we need to have a sleepover. But unfortunately, we have to wrap the ep up, but you're the best.
I know you guys.
Come hang out with us anytime.
I would love to. We should go to Boutique or where do the girls hang out?
We'll do a soul cycle and lunch soon. That's what we're doing.
That's actually.
Okay, but Dre's never been. I'm going to make her come.
Use the link. She'll send you the link.
Send me the link. Mm-hmm. No, but then we have to go like for spritzes after. Like if I'm going to do Soul Cycle, I need a treat at the end. Okay, please. Like throw me a bone.
Yeah, I'll bring a outfit. Can I get too sweaty? I got to always change my bra after class. I get so sweaty.
All right. Well,
yeah, there's so many places to do spritz, bagel, everything. I mean, NoHo, it's like the best area to work out and then grab a matcha or whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll go sweaty. I don't care. We'll change our shirt. We'll go sweaty.
Yeah.
Okay, where can people, I want to know, where can people find you on the road, online?
I'm at Glitter Cheese, and thank you for asking such good questions. Aww. That was like so fun. At Glitter Cheese, and then I'm everywhere. I forget the city, San Francisco, Seattle, Austin,
Texas. You have 4 shows in Seattle coming up,
Philly,
girl. I was like,
yeah.
Seattle.
Okay. It's a 100-person venue, for sure, you know.
Whatever, it's going to be great.
But it's exciting.
You're crushing it. And go watch Night Owl on Netflix. It's so good. You're so good.
Thank you. No, our lives
previously
are good.
Referred to as Dumb Bitch, but now Night Owl, you guys. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
Lisa, you're so talented. Your cadence is my favorite thing ever. I think you're one of the comedians that I just could listen to forever because I love how you deliver. Like I
think it's
because
we're all ripping off Dave Attell. That's how I feel.
Still, but I want your voice though. I prefer your voice to his. Just saying.
No, every time I like say something and then I say something quieter, I'm like, God, can you just stop trying to rip him off? I can't. I just love him so much.
Aw, I love that. All right, guys, that's the episode for today. Thank you. We did it
love
from
you.
Different cities across the world, and we'll see you next time.